A new report reveals hospitals aren't doing enough to protect osteoporosis patients from falls after they leave hospital. Only 25% of hip fracture patients are being discharged from hospital on active treatment for osteoporosis, revealing a significant care gap in injury prevention. Caitlin Matreary has more.
Hospitals are sending hip fracture patients home without proper treatment plans, according to a recent annual report by a major clinical registry. The report by the Australian and New Zealand Hip Fracture Registry shows only one quarter of patients admitted to hospital with osteoporosis-related injuries are leaving hospital with active treatment to prevent future injuries from occurring. Professor Jackie Close, geriatrician and co-head of the registry, says this is an alarming figure.
We only are managing to get one in four people on treatment for osteoporosis by the time they leave hospital, so it's a gap that we'd like to narrow.
Minimal trauma fractures are common in people aged 50 and over. For Australians in this age group, it's estimated 1 in 4 men and 2 in 5 women will experience a minimal trauma fracture or fall from a standing height. Once this happens, the risk of a second fracture increases significantly. Despite active treatments being scarcely distributed to patients leaving hospital, there is a range of them they can be receiving.
We can give oral tablets, which are normally the bisphosphonates. We can give an injection every 6 months, which is called Prolia, or we can give an injection once a year, which is called Aclasta. So there are a range of options, and people should be given the option as to which they would prefer.
Before a hip fracture patient is discharged from hospital, they're offered a falls and bone health assessment and a management plan to reduce the risk of another fracture. But the Hip Fracture Registry report shows patients aren't being prescribed active treatments. Professor Close believes a collaboration between hospitals and doctors will be necessary to solve this care gap issue.
I think to actually close the gap, it'll be more than just hospitals doing things differently. Hospitals clearly need to be more aware of the need to at least start an osteoporosis care plan, but also transition people back into the community with a plan in place for follow-up with general practitioners as well, so that treatment for osteoporosis continues long-term.